welcome to episode 8 of the Creepy Kingdom podcast, a podcast all about the creepiness of the Disney films and theme parks. I am your host, Mr. James H. Carter II, and I'm back, and I'm excited to bring you this week's episode. This episode, I am once again joined by David and Sarah from FreshBakedDisney.com. And the three of us got together to bring you a brand new segment for the show, Creeping Soon. Let me try that again. That sounded like a question. Creeping Soon? Creeping Soon.
Creeping Soon.
And to get this party started, we take an in-depth look at the upcoming film, Maleficent. Okay, it's time for the first time we're doing this brand new segment. It's called Creeping Soon, where we take a look at the upcoming potentially creepy Disney films. What's on the chopping block for tonight is the upcoming film Maleficent, and I am joined by David and Sarah from Fresh Baked Disney.
What's up, Creepy Kingdom?
How you guys doing?
Doing well, thanks.
Fabulous.
Well, this is not your first rodeo. Of course, this is your second time on the show.
That's
your second rodeo. So, welcome back.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. And just in case people are unfamiliar with Fresh Baked Disney, why don't one of you let them know what it is, what it's all about?
Fresh Baked is a YouTube channel and website where we bring the best of Disney baked fresh daily to everyone out there. We do mostly trip report videos on YouTube and photos and commentary on the website, and we go to Disneyland every week and we tell you all about it, and we just generally be Disneyland awesome.
Excellent.
Pretty much.
Yeah, you put up the was it 90 seconds, your day at Disneyland in 90 seconds?
Yes. We do that once a week.
Yeah, those are very intense videos. Whenever I watch them, I'm just like, it's a lot of stuff
it's
going
so
on real
Disney.
Fast. Yeah, like, it takes a lot for the brain to process, you know?
It's a little teaser for what's to come for the rest of the week.
All right, so we're going to be talking about the upcoming 2014, which we're in 2014. We've been talking about it forever, but coming this May, Maleficent. So before we dive into any thoughts I have about it, just to bring everyone up to speed in case you, for some reason, don't know what this is a live-action adaptation of Sleeping Beauty from the point of view of the villain Maleficent, played by Angelina Jolie.
I actually just recently realized that it was in Maleficent's point of view. I didn't realize that before.
Well, the movie's called Maleficent, Sarah.
Well, it could be just about her. It doesn't necessarily have to be from her point of view, okay? Judge me.
All right, we'll dive deeper into all that, what we think the movie actually is, a little bit later. But before we even get started, we are going to take a look at the three trailers.
We're two, I think.
Two.
We were.
They released three, and the second one is MIA. Can't be found anywhere. So we're just going to have to describe it, as two of us have seen it. But anyway, let's get started with this. Let's go to the first one. Let's check out the first trailer that was released in November for Maleficent.
I know who you are. You've been watching over me my whole life. I know you're there. Your shadow has been following me ever since I was small. Don't be afraid.
I'm not afraid.
Then come out.
Then you'll be afraid.
Okay, so, Sarah, your thoughts?
I really enjoy how dark this movie looks. I think Disney is finally getting the hang that there are other Disney fans out there, and it's not just all princesses and fairy tales, and we're a bunch of creeps, and we like scary stuff. We like goth, and we like dark, and we like dreary, and death, and it looks like all of that stuff is going to be in this. I'm so excited.
Beautiful words. I was going to say, we're a bunch of creeps and we deserve our own kingdom. How about a creepy
kingdom?
What do you think, David?
First, I just want to say that Maleficent is super hot. I think those horns are super hot. I think they did a really good job in the trailer of not telling you too much of the story. They really just, they teased it just enough, I think, and I'm really looking forward to it, like Sarah said.
I agree.
Yeah.
Wow.
My only concern is that it's going to be Snow White and the Huntsman Part 2.
I'll dive into
the whole forest part.
Yeah, no, I'll get that for you. I actually want to talk about that film and a few other ones a little bit later. So.
Okay.
So, yeah, we'll dive into those type of issues. Yes. One of the things I was excited about the first time I watched it, you know, when I woke up early when I knew it was going to be online, like I was really stalking the release of this trailer. I made sure to watch it on my Apple TV so I could watch it on the big TV and turn
nice.
Up the stereo. Like I was pretty, maybe overly
you were
excited.
Into it.
Yeah, I was maybe almost overly excited about it, you know. Like, you know,
that's
all right. You know, you know, I dragged my girlfriend in the room. I was like, oh, it's happening.
You know, come on, we gotta watch it,
you know. And she had, you know, a vague interest, you know. She was like, oh, that's pretty cool. You know, she's not as deep into this. So the excitement wasn't going around the room. But the first thing that I was really excited about was I love when I see the Disney logo, like, turn into something else.
Yeah.
And then they did that turn. Because, of course, the listeners can't see that, but the video, if you haven't seen it by now, it will be up on our website. It shows the castle, and then it just goes like, oh yeah, but off to the left over here, some bad stuff was going on. It just pans to the left and shows, and I think that was great. And I think probably one of my favorite times that something like that happened, where they did something else with the logo, was in Enchanted, where they zoom in, or they zoom out, and they zoom back in, and then that's the castle that that the film takes place in. I get all geeked up, especially since, as theme park fans, obviously, whenever we see that, we're just thinking of Sleeping Beauty's castle in the park. I mean, I don't know if you heard that, but that's no matter what movie I'm watching or where it is, it's like,
there's Sleepy Beauty's castle.
Yeah, you know, I don't know if it's supposed to be Sleeping Beauty's castle or whose castle it's supposed to be at all. I don't know. I mean, I guess that's another topic, the history of the castle. You know? But anyways, moving on to the trailer.
Also, building off what David was saying, I think that for once they finally have a trailer that doesn't give away every good part of the movie. And I think it still leaves enough to our imagination where we're going to be surprised once we see this movie and the trailer didn't give everything away.
Right. I mean, I think, well, this was a teaser trailer, as they're calling it. And I think probably a big part of that was the movie. They were still making the movie, and probably still are right now.
Well, haven't they been making this movie for like 6 or 7 years now? I mean,
it's been in production since 2010. So, yeah. It's
oh, wow. I didn't know it was that long.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's definitely.
I was being sarcastic, but still, 4 years.
It's been a labor of love film. You know, it's a passion project for sure. I know this is something that Angelina Jolie wanted to do, so they were working around her schedule and things, you know, things like that. But so.
Oh, according to IMDb, as of January 26th, the status is completed.
Oh, they wrap. All right, they're all done.
They're all done.
Wow, that's why I have you on the show. You do research on the spot. Fact checking, excellent. So yeah, and other than that, yeah, it was a teaser trailer. It definitely whet the appetite, you know. And towards the, just they don't show her to the end, and you see a little taste of her, and it just feels like, all right.
Yeah, lots of shadows. Yeah.
It's funny.
Yeah.
Yes, it was. It's funny enough, though. I actually, my first sort of reaction to it, besides all that, was that I actually, even though it's really dark, I wanted it to be darker. I was like, well, I just saw there was some sun rays in there. I was like,
I thought.
Let's move on to the second trailer that has turned up missing. We can't find it again. Sarah has not seen it, but David and I have seen it. And basically what it was is the tone of it was very different. It was very, it was almost a beat.
Yeah. There was birds. I swear to God, I heard a bird chirp. and a woodland creature. There was woodland creatures and birds.
Yeah, it was as though the marketing department's like, yeah, we don't want to alienate everybody, so let's just try to make sure that, you know, some parents know that this is just Sleeping Beauty, guys. You know, just come on out.
Exactly.
Good old Sleeping Beauty.
Because it was very upbeat, and it was showing comparisons between the live-action shots in Maleficent and things from Sleeping Beauty. Almost like, hey, remember this, guys?
Yeah.
Wow, I really want to see that trailer now.
Yeah, and it kind of, even though I was still excited about the film, it kind of left a little bit of a bad taste in my mouth that I was just like... I'm like, it was cool because they showed more footage that I hadn't seen before, so it was a little more taste of the movie. But it was just like, I was like, oh, is this what's going on now? Like,
yeah,
almost like they were they were scared. They came on too strong, you know, or something like that. So that came out about a month ago from right now, which is February. What is today? I don't even know. 8th, 10th, one of these days.
Mm-hmm.
7th. 7th, close. 7th. They all blend together.
Yep.
I don't know what day it is. Anyways, but then about 2 weeks ago, they teased that they were going to be showing an extended look during the Grammys, but it necessarily wasn't an extended look. It was a new trailer.
Evil in this world. Hatred and revenge.
All right, David, thoughts on that trailer?
I have a couple. First of all, again, Angelina Jolie, thank you so much. You're so very hot as Maleficent. Excellent, excellent, excellent. Brilliant choice in the song selection for that trailer. I mean, it completely sets the tone, the pace of it, the sound, the somber sort of what do you want to call it, interpretation of that song is brilliant. And I want the whole movie to be like that. And then the last thing is, what the heck is Charlton Copley doing in there? That's confusing to me, but I'll get over it.
Who is that?
Charlton Copley.
I don't know who that is.
The King. Oh. He's the guy from District 9. He's the cockroach man from District 9. Did you see that movie?
I did. Yes.
He was the guy that turns into the bug.
Oh, okay, I don't remember.
Well, the guy that turns into the bug.
I have a vague memory of that movie. I don't remember.
Okay. He was in A-Team. The helicopter pilot from A-Team.
Didn't watch that one.
All right. Well, never mind.
Yeah,
he's a crazy person.
Okay.
Interesting choice. Let's just say that for casting.
Okay. All right, Sarah. Thoughts?
I think that Princess Aurora is beautiful. Elle Fanning. I think she's really, really cute for that. And I agree. I think that the song that Lana Del Rey has recorded for this movie is perfect. Everything David said, I completely agree. The tone, the everything. I love it. I can't wait. When that preview came out, I was watching the Grammys.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to see it like as it was on TV and stuff, and I was freaking out. And rewinding it and making everybody in the house come and watch it. Because I wanted everybody to see it. Yeah, I can't wait. It just makes me want to see it even more.
Sarah, don't you want to, like, when she does that sort of breathless sigh at the end and then does that little laugh, don't you just want to, like, get down on your knees and, like, praise to Angelina Jolie? Like,
yes, I want to be just like her.
Oh, yeah. I think that little thing there is a sign of the kind of presence that she's going to have throughout the film. And that's very exciting.
Oh, it's fantastic. The simplicity of her. She's not doing anything. She's just standing there looking and barely moves her hand and makes a motion and says something and you're like, floored. You're floored. She barely did anything and you're like, oh, yes, Maleficent. Yeah.
Wow. So, needless to say, when that came out 2 weeks after that other one I was talking about, I thought it was amazing. And any doubts or worry I had was thrown out the window of what the film was going to be.
Yeah, no kidding.
Because
no,
they definitely showed some things that were not in the trailer, that were definitely not in the 1959 animated film, which were these huge monsters are made out of.
Right. That's what I thought. That's not what I saw in the cartoon.
Oh, the tree people?
Yeah, the tree. That was very exciting. So, all right. So, I'm going to bring up a few talking points here. We can kind of get to the nitty gritty of this. And the first question I kind of have is, we've kind of already dived into it, but we can kind of continue on with this, is what do you want out of this movie? Whoever wants to take that one first.
Go ahead, sir.
I'm glad you brought up those tree people, because like I was saying earlier, I'm really glad that Disney is starting to understand that we're creeps and we like our weird stuff, and those tree people actually reminded me of Alice in Wonderland. I don't know what exactly about it, but I just thought of that movie and the weird stuff that you would see in that movie and the most recent one with Tim Burton.
Right, 2010, yes.
Yeah, I should clarify on that one. Yeah, because that one, there was, the Jabberwocky, that was really gross and creepy, and the things that she would have to fight in the forest, those were pretty weird, and
yeah, it's kind of similar,
Yeah, it just, I don't know. The forest coming alive, that's always been a fear of mine. Maybe it's an Army of Darkness thing, I don't know, but I like it. I like what they're doing. I like the villains that I'm going to see, and that's pretty much everything that I want to see. I'm seeing in the trailers already, so I think that they're delivering on it. So, good. Good job.
All right. David?
Well, what I want from this movie is probably the same that I want from most movies, and that's just a tight ending, because I don't think that Hollywood knows how to end a movie anymore. So I'm hoping that they don't just make an effects movie, and that it's got a good story and a good ending, and that'll be enough for me.
Okay. I'm kind of, that's just a little bit hard question for me to answer, I think, because I mean, well, the main thing here is, like, if you watch this 1959 Sleeping Beauty, there's some gray hair. There's some plot holes there. It's pretty much like there's no reason that Maleficent is doing anything that she's doing besides the fact that she's just playing the bad guy in the movie.
Right.
You know, like there's yes.
They don't make that real clear.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Very true.
And so with that, there's a lot of things to explore and fill in the gaps, and that's kind of what I'm hoping this movie is. I'm not looking for a literal live-action adaptation of Sleeping Beauty, because I could just watch Sleeping Beauty. Like,
right.
like visually, the animated film of Sleeping Beauty is beautiful. It's a beautiful style, you know, and it's just great animation, and I enjoy watching it. But the story itself, you know, is pretty weak. So, which, you know, whatever. But so, I'm hoping that it really fills in the gaps, and it's not just a live adaptation. That's really all that you know. Other than that, I hope it's even darker and creepier than the trailers.
Yeah.
Well. James, isn't it that was the intention, was to do a little backstory for Maleficent? But from what I'm seeing in these trailers, it does kind of look like a retelling,
right?
You know, because you're seeing a lot of the major images, you know, with the spindle and the green magic stuff that's coming out of her hands. You know, like, I don't see a lot of backstory there. I see a lot of retelling, and that's kind of, I'm hoping that's not going to be the case.
Yeah, I think. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I think that's why I might not have realized exactly that it was her backstory, because, like you're saying, the trailer just kind of looks like the retelling of the Sleeping Beauty tale that we know from the original movie.
Right, and I was going to say, they might be doing that just to familiarize people, be like, oh, yeah.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
You know, because when it was first announced, the film was supposed to be the backstory of Maleficent. That's what they announced it as. And if that's the case, it means, you know, the whole Sleeping Beauty storyline can be totally out of it, really. You know, like, they could just do a movie about Maleficent, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it says, the Sleeping Beauty tale is told from the perspective of the villainous Maleficent and looks at the events that hardened her heart and drove her to curse young Princess Aurora. So it's not just because she didn't get invited to the baby shower, as rude as that was.
Right. I mean, how could they not invite?
That would seem pretty harsh to me.
That would upset me. My feelings get hurt easily. I completely understand.
Well, I would be hurt if I was invited to the baby shower. You should take that as a compliment. You know how boring baby showers are? Ooh, it's like a almost birthday party. You're right there. Anyways, I'm not going to bash on baby showers. All right. Well, let's see here. We don't know how this film's going to do or how it's going to be received. I mean, I know that they're obviously hyping it up. They want it to be a smash hit, obviously. But you never know how these things are going to turn out, you know.
Yes.
But let's say that this is beyond the hugest film on Earth ever, you know, whatever. That's exaggerating. But it's a very successful film. Could we hypothetically, could we see a Maleficent attraction in the theme parks based on this film?
Ooh, good question.
No.
Yeah, I'm
going
to say no.
Sorry.
Yeah. No, I agree. No, I agree with your abrupt no. I just have more manners.
Well, elaborate on what on your nose.
Yeah, exactly. There are so many things competing for real estate at Disneyland. I don't know what's happening. I mean, I know Disney World has a lot of real estate, so maybe you guys might get something over there on the East Coast.
Mm-hmm.
But at Disneyland, we've got a block and a half of real estate.
Right.
There's not a lot of room, and there's a lot of things competing. It can't beat what's, you know, Marvel or Star Wars. It just can't. And those two things are fighting for whatever real estate is available. Unless they retheme maybe the castle inside, the castle story, to be a little more Maleficent focused. But other than that, I don't think you'll see much.
But there's not that much room in the castle, so they would really...
No, I know, that's what I'm saying. There's not a lot to be there either.
Right. well, I don't know. I mean, if if we're just talking about room of the, being the issue where they may or may not do it, I don't know. I feel like where there's a will, there's a way, you know, kind of thing. Competing against Star Wars and Marvel, you know, probably not. It's probably not going to win. But I would assume in Disneyland that those attractions are fighting for space in Tomorrowland, I would guess, as opposed to any other land.
Yeah. Well, there is talk of Fantasyland using up some of that Nemo space, but that's another conversation altogether.
Yeah, no, there's a very. I know there's been strong rumors that the subs are closing down. But but independent of of.
Well, you know what? I tell you what, James, she can have Toontown. How's that?
No, I love Toontown.
I would like.
You don't can trash our land, Toontown.
Maleficent Town, whatever you want to call it, I'm good with that.
You know, I know. I mean, you know, Gadget's Go Coaster is confusing, but other, you know, in 2014, but. You know, other than that, well, you know, I like Toontown.
I think the only thing is Maleficent might be out more. I think that's the only thing that could really, really, truly happen. But she's already out a lot, isn't she?
No, not well. I mean, not. She doesn't have a regular schedule.
That's true.
And certainly not as much as the Evil Queen.
Maybe she'll have her own permanent spot.
Well, let's even go. Let's take the. Now we're switching to talking about face characters. So
yeah,
I have never physically been met Maleficent in the parks.
Oh, but you're missing out, my friend.
Yeah. Oh boy.
So, but obviously she's of green skin, I assume.
Yes, and she got a little prosthetic chin on her too. Skin.
Well, do you think the face character is going to get a makeover, an Angelina Jolie makeover?
That's something I was thinking.
Take off the green skin, you mean?
Yeah.
But what about the cheeks?
The chin, you mean?
No, the cheeks, her cheekbones. Oh, because
the face character in park has a fake chin.
Right, but if they take away the green skin, then they got to add the cheeks. Can't just like do half and half.
Right,
you
right.
Go the whole 9 yards.
Yeah, okay. You can be in charge of that. You're a girl. I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. I don't think I'm tall enough to be Maleficent, though.
Get some, some stilts. You'll be fine.
Because I think you have to be 5'11".
You're tall.
No, but you have to be 5'11 for all the tall characters at Disneyland, and I'm only like 5'9", 5'10 on a good day.
I'm 5'11". I know what 5'11 looks like. The Maleficent I met was not 5'11".
Well,
I sound like that dude in that presidential.
So basically, consensus is, well, I mean, let's think. When the film's released, there has to be something that they do, right? I mean, there has to be some kind of like
there will be something, yes.
Yeah. You know, I was thinking about it. I don't know what it's gonna be. You know,
She'll get more FaceTime in the parks.
Yeah, that's really all I can think.
Yeah, I think that'll be the extent of it. When they, you know, they do like with the the Frozen meets lasting a little bit longer than I thought, but that's generally what they do is they do a meet for the films, and that's about it.
Yeah, so maybe they'll have something a little more like that. I don't know.
I hope so, because I think she's awesome. I think it deserves it.
I agree.
So that's all I can be is hopeful, I guess.
Well, we'll see. All right, so let's talk about this trend of this type of film. We touched on a little bit back before, but I would say that this style of film started with the 2010 Alice in Wonderland, and the other contemporaries I would say that go along with this are Oz the Great and Powerful and Snow White and the Huntsman.
Yes.
Interestingly enough, the production director, or I forget the phrase, I don't have the information in front of me right now.
Production designer.
Designer, thank you. Production director. Production designer of Alice in Wonderland and Oz the Great and Powerful is the director of Maleficent. So if there's, you're saying there's similarities there, I'm sure that it's because it's the same.
Yeah.
It's directed by the production designer. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we'll see how that goes. But at least I know it's going to look interesting.
Right, right.
Yes.
So let's take a look back. A brief look back at Alice in Wonderland. And I can't even talk. Like, I'm so many thoughts and emotions. I was like, oh,
no. You're already getting too excited about Alice.
Well, that's the thing. I was through the roof excited about this movie before it came out. I mean, it was kind of unprecedented. You know, I mean, it wasn't that unprecedented that. I mean, you had the frame of reference is that Tim Burton was directed, so you have his other films as a frame of reference, but it was still kind of like, this is kind of really out of the box to take just, essentially a random Disney movie and make it Tim Burtonize it, for lack of a better term. You know, like, it's kind of a gamble. Like, you know, who would think that most people would be into it? I just know that I was really excited about it, you know.
Oh, I was stoked. I couldn't wait.
I have mixed feelings about the film. And I don't, you know, I could talk all about that in a whole separate podcast, but the one thing I've just been dying to get off my chest, which no one has said anywhere publicly about this movie, about Alice in Wonderland, is that it should not have been called Alice in Wonderland, because it makes you think that it's a live action, you know, version of the animated film, and it's not.
It's not.
It's a sequel to that film.
Yes.
And so I was sitting there I was so confused for like half of the movie, and then I realized, like, oh wait, this is supposed to take place after the first animated movie. It was pretty confusing, but
that's how I was.
So and I bring that up not just as a rant, but, you know, could we see that kind of problem with Maleficent? I mean, is there something?
Well, at least they call Sleeping Beauty.
Yeah, that's true. That's one right the right one step in the right direction.
That's true. Yes.
But Alice in Wonderland.
That is a step in the right direction.
But Alice in Wonderland was a huge success, through the roof.
Yeah.
You know.
Yes.
There's a lot of people have a lot of theories about that. Some say it was the next 3D movie released after Avatar was probably a huge part of it. But nevertheless, I mean, I don't have the numbers.
No, it's just good. It's just good. That's all it is.
I'm just trying to say what was the mass appeal is what I'm saying. I don't know what that is, but obviously there's a precedent set that they need to make these type of films, which I think is good. And so the next one to come out like this was Oz the Great and Powerful, and I love that film. What I don't know what you guys thought of it, but I thought it was amazing, actually, personally. But what'd you guys think of Oz?
I unfortunately did not go see that one. I didn't.
Oh, you haven't seen it yet? Oh, you got to get on it.
I suck, so don't ask me.
I saw it. It was better than I thought it was going to be. You know, the effects, and also that stoner that played, I forget his name now.
James Franco.
Yeah. The president of the Stoner Fan Club, who was the star of that movie.
Pineapple Express, yes.
was better than I thought it was. Better than I thought it was going to be.
He's a good actor. Don't knock Mr. James.
I'm not knocking. I said he was good. The dude's high all the time. What do you want to do? I mean.
I do have to say, Sarah, that the next movie that you watch at home needs to be Oz the Great and Powerful. I mean,
okay,
just
all right.
I mean, there's no excuse, really.
No, you are completely correct. I will take that for my homework.
You have referenced Army of Darkness, meaning that you do enjoy the work of Sam Raimi, and it was directed by Sam Raimi. So, I mean,
yeah, and I'm looking it up, and it looks like Mr. Bruce Campbell himself. Was he in there, or was he just at? It looks like he might have been at the premiere.
He wasn't in
the movie. I don't remember him in the film at all.
He's not.
Oh no, he is the Winky Gatekeeper.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Now I have to see it.
No, it's the movie did okay. I think it broke even. You know, I don't.
Oh no, it did well. I think. Worldwide total.
Oh, okay. It wasn't as big as Alice in Wonderland, but maybe
no.
And a lot of people were saying it was going to fail. It had all this like negative energy around it coming up. You know, People said it looked bad. I don't know. People that have watched it don't like it. Just general consensus is that it wasn't that good. And I just thought it was amazing. I loved it. So,
yeah.
So the next one that was trying to cash in on this, and I don't know, I think this came out before Oz, I don't remember, but is Snow White and the Huntsman, which was not a Disney film, but was definitely trying to be this type of film.
Didn't succeed.
So did you guys both see this one?
I saw it, yes.
Sarah, you saw it too?
Yeah, I saw it, but I didn't pay that much attention because it didn't really do it for me.
The problem was Kristen Stewart, but
It is. It's her. She ruined it.
Well, I could just say that I just found it extremely boring. So when you said you didn't pay attention, Charlize was good.
Yeah.
Charlize was good.
Right.
And I've seen some comparisons to Charlize to Angelina Jolie online too. Like I don't know. There's some parallels there. They're both kind of the same caliber of actress playing the similar type roles. But other than that,
I don't know if I see Charlize as such an evil entity.
No, Jolie can do dark and brooding.
Right. Jolie can totally pull it off. I don't really see Charlize as evil. Plus, wasn't she in the X-Men movie?
Who?
Charlize.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know what you're talking about at all. She's never been a mutant.
Oh, I'm thinking of Rebecca Romijn. I'm totally on the wrong Blondie.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So this is the trend. Okay. And now we have this Maleficent coming up, and in the future, there's been some other films that have been announced or rumored to be announced that could be continuing this trend. And I don't know if you guys are familiar with them or not, but I'm just gonna, enlighten everyone.
No, I haven't heard anything.
Okay. The latest thing that was announced was that a Cruella film is in development.
What?
Maybe not. Yeah.
And
just not that one. What was her name? Who played her originally? Never mind. Sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, you're talking about Glenn Close. Well, the first thing you think of is that there has been 2 live-action 101 Dalmatian films. So that's kind of weird. And it's kind of like what this autumn. This seems like we're almost like we're just lining them up here to go through the villains almost because. Mm-hmm. To make this one when there's already been a live action representation, not that long ago,
But I think we can all easily forget Dalmatians and Glenn Close.
We could easily forget it. Plus, that wasn't that evil of a movie.
No, it was a comedy.
It wasn't evil at all.
Yeah.
No, there's nothing. No, I mean, I don't remember it too. I remember I went to go see it just because I was excited that there was live action. That was one of the first ones they did, I think.
Yeah, it was.
And I was just excited just to see a live action Cruella de Vil. And I remember there's this part of that movie. It has to be, I don't know how long it is in reality. It seemed like it was like 20 minutes or half an hour of like no dialogue, of like just dogs doing stuff. And I remember I fell asleep because I was just so tired and bored. because in this one, the animals don't talk. So when the dogs are doing stuff, there's no dialogue going on. So, I don't know if that's true or not, if it's really that long. But I know I fell asleep and I woke back up and the dogs were still doing stuff.
Yeah, the movie still sucked.
And I didn't see 102 Dalmatians, so I don't know if it got any better. But
no, I never. Yeah, I don't think it got any better.
Did it get any better? So on one end, I'm like, that's cool. About the live action Cruella, that I'm not against it.
I wouldn't be against it.
No, I wouldn't either. She's not as good a villain as the other two ladies, but she's still a good villain.
There's an article with suggestions of who could be like the Cruella if there really is a Disney movie, and they're picking good women that could be.
Oh, who do you got? Who are they saying?
They've got Annette Bening. They've got Helena Bonham Carter.
Oh.
They've got this lady Tilda Swinton.
Oh, Tilda Swinton. Who is she? Well,
that name sounds familiar, but I can't place
it.
She does a lot of indie movies. She's British, I think.
She looks like she would nail the part, though.
Keanu Reeves movie where he fights the devil? He's like a
Constantine.
Yes, that one. She was the angel, the
white witch,
the white angel thing at the end of the movie. There,
I can't remember. I'll look her up. But I would just say, you throw Helena Bonham Carter's name in the mix, it's game over for me. That's someone.
That's exactly how I feel.
What'd you say?
Was that just me? I guess maybe it's just me. Because I'm getting a little tired of Helena.
I could never tire of Helena.
No, not at all.
Okay, it's just me.
It is definitely just you. In fact, I gave a few episodes back, I gave a short review of Lone Ranger. And
she didn't need to be in that movie.
Pretty much what I had to say was that's what everyone else says, that her character didn't need to be in the movie. I think that you could take everything else out of that movie and just leave Helena Bonham Carter in, and that would have been an excellent film. that's my stance on that one.
And you'll be good.
No, I love her.
James, you can join my club because. Yeah, I worship Helena and Tim, so I completely agree with you.
All right, excellent.
I think that I can never tire of her.
All right, so the other one that was announced, and this one doesn't have a date either, is a live-action adaptation of Beauty and the Beast, simply titled The Beast, obviously focusing on the evil part there.
Ooh, I like it.
That's going to suck, you guys.
You think of a live representation of that, and I don't know how that could be pulled off.
That no one's going to fall in love with the Beast.
Nobody's going to what?
What are you going to make, a hairy beast? I mean, how does that, is she supposed to fall in love with this guy? I don't get it.
That's a good question. Give me a few minutes. Let me ponder that one.
Yeah, I don't know. That one's a little weird. Sounds a little weird. So the next one that actually does have a year of release date. So in 2015, there will be a live action adaptation of Cinderella. Did you guys hear about this?
Yeah, I did hear about that. Yeah. I think they cast it, right? Or is it already?
I believe it's in pre-production right now.
Yes, it looks like Cinderella is by a Miss Lily James.
Yeah, I remember that was a big deal when they cast whoever it was. She's one of those fresh faces or whatever you want to call it. But.
Oh, I don't know that. Is.
Oh, fairy godmother, Helena Bonham Carter.
See?
Oh,
that's what I like to see.
So this is interesting because I don't. This is not going to be, this is not called the evil stepmother, you know, it's not called Lady Tremaine, you know, it's.
This God, is, I wish it would be. Can I have a movie just with the two daughters?
Yeah.
That's the backstory of them, just them going through.
That's what I want.
So I feel like this one's going to be very upbeaten, you know, I don't think it's going to be dark, you know.
No, probably not. No, I'm reading the summary and it does not. Looks depressing at all.
So, what do we think about this, guys? Like them just going through the back catalog and bringing them to life. Like what?
That's exactly what they're doing. Yes, that's exactly what they're doing, and I'm okay with that.
What do you think about
this? Okay with it, only for the mere fact that I guess I think I'm. Hold on, let me get my words right.
All right.
I think that because some of the newer characters that they bring in sometimes that, that Ella Enchanted, you brought that up, right? I never saw that movie, and I never really got into that one. I thought that was kind of a silly one.
You just talked about Enchanted, not Ella Enchanted.
Yeah, Ella Enchanted is not a Disney movie. Yeah.
Okay, then just Enchanted.
Enchanted,
that's
yes.
Right?
Oh, so you haven't seen, okay, you didn't. You didn't see Enchanted is what you're saying.
You haven't seen Enchanted?
No.
You're fired.
What have you been doing?
I don't know. I think that I'm okay with them bringing.
what have you been doing?
Nothing.
Over there?
getting fired.
Communing with nature.
Pretty much. No, I think it's okay. I'm okay with them going with all the old stories, because that's what I grew up with and that's what I love. And I don't.
As long as I do it justice, you know, they don't.
Yeah.
They
don't... Yeah, don't screw it up and you'll be good.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing, you know, like, it's like, who knows how it's going to turn out, you know what I mean? Like, it's like...
That's the emphasis, don't screw it up.
Well, I mean, it's not like they haven't done it before, and we got by it. I mean, they did make Hunchback of Notre Dame, right? I mean...
Yeah.
That was not very good.
No.
Wait, they did a live action Hunchback of Notre Dame?
No, I'm just saying, even what they're good at, the animated films, they can screw one of those up every now and then. We'll be okay. I'm not looking for a 100% home run every time.
That's true.
No, yeah, I'm not.
I can agree with.
But yeah, my you know, playing devil's advocate here, I guess, is saying let's let's bring some new things to the table. You know, that's all. Like, not even just animation, but in live action. You know, that's kind of all I'm saying.
Disney's not in the new entertainment business anymore. They're just not.
Well, I mean, they are with Frozen. You know, like that was kind of sort of like, you know, a movie that they barely just didn't expect anything was going to happen with, and is like a blockbuster hit. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true, but I still think they're gonna hang their hat on Marvel, Star Wars, and rehashing the old library. That's, you know, that's gonna be their bread and butter.
Oh yeah, they're gonna have plenty to work on off of that.
Yeah, I mean, I just have mixed feelings about it. So I hope. I mean, it just seems like, especially the day. I don't know what's true and what's not, and I see these, you know, rumors come up. I even heard one, which I haven't seen come up again, which I think was a BS, about a live adaptation of Little Mermaid.
What?
And I didn't want to bring that up because I heard that once somewhere, so it's kind of it's.
You're gonna get Romeo all freaked out now.
that's caca. I don't want anything to do with that.
And I when I first heard of that, I talked to my girlfriend about it, who's a huge Little Mermaid fan. And she thought it sounded like a good idea. And the first thing I thought of was like, it's not going to translate at all. Like,
no.
It's too soon anyway. It's too soon. I think they need to season these movies by like 40 years.
Yeah.
No. I don't see that working out well whatsoever.
I'm like, what are they going to do? Talk like gargled the whole time? They're underwater. I mean, is Flounder just gonna look like a regular fish that's gonna talk? Like, are they look like real, like, you know, Sebastian's gonna, you know, like, are they, what?
It's
not gonna work. It's not gonna work at all. Plus, in all reality, as much as I love My Little Mermaid, the storyline is pretty bad. She's a little mermaid, and she's only like 16, and she's trying to run off and get married. And no, I'm not trying to translate any of that for the young girls of today to go and watch. No.
Well, funny enough, I took this online quiz the other day to see which Disney princess I was.
Ooh, who'd you get?
I got Ariel, and I was pretty upset about it. I was pretty upset about it because the first thing I said was she just makes poor choices. I don't like that reflects on me, that I make poor choices.
Yeah, what does that say about you?
I was trying to think who I wanted to get, and I was really hoping for Pocahontas. I guess like that's the one
there
I would
want. Go.
Yeah, I was hoping to get, you know, but you know, that's I got the polar opposite of Pocahontas. So many poor choices. All right. Anyways, let's wrap this up. Any final thoughts on Maleficent?
You know what? I think that they picked the absolute perfect actress. I know we keep saying that, so I know I'm just beating a dead horse, but I don't think that I could think of a better actress on the scene right now. So maybe she's not an actress that we would have known that could have done a better job, but I just don't think that anybody could have been picked better. I think they've really nailed it this time, and I'm very excited to see what is going to happen on the screen.
Yeah, seconded again. it's going to make me fall in love with Angelina again because I fell out of love with her when she got all skinny and stuff. But this is enough to make me an Angelina Jolie fan again. And second, I very much want to see what they do with the whole dragon thing.
Yes, we didn't bring that up. Yes, there's been no hint of the dragon thing there. So we'll see if there's a dragon transformation.
Yeah, there just better be a dragon transformation.
Yeah, they're just kind of showing that enchanted forest. So hopefully that's our leader.
That green magic stuff that comes out of her hands. That's part of it, isn't it? I mean,
I think so.
Yeah. I don't know, guys.
We'll see. We'll have to see. And when is it coming out? In May?
May 30th, 2014.
May 30th. I will be there.
Mere months.
We will be there.
Mere. Just one other thing I actually wanted to bring up before we leave this topic is actually, I want to second the thing that you guys are saying is that this is a perfect person cast for it, so much so that if she wasn't doing this, I almost think that this movie wouldn't be made. Because
I think you're right.
I agree.
I think you're right.
I think they would have had to stop.
Yeah, it is. There's no one else that has the star power and that can nail this role. I'm sure there's someone. Yeah. You know, like there's just no one else.
Yeah. So I guess.
I have one. Helena Bonham Carter.
Not even Helena could have done this one, guys. I would have watched it and I would have loved it, but.
Yeah, exactly. You took the words out of my mouth.
Well, and there are some similarities there between the slight things we've seen in Maleficent and Helena Bonham Carter's portrayal of Bellatrix Lestrange from Harry Potter.
Right.
Yes.
And I get the same like butterflies in my stomach. So I don't know. Maybe she could have pulled it off. But she didn't get this one. Angelina got it. So.
I think it was meant to be this way.
No, she doesn't have the cheeks. The cheeks.
Yeah, see, exactly. She doesn't have the cheeks.
But the one thing she does have, which I didn't bring up before, is it's not only is it a hard role to step into, it's a hard role to vocalize because the voice of Maleficent, played by Eleanor Audley, is an iconic Disney villain voice. Not only was she the voice of Maleficent, also Lady Tremaine, and of course our beloved Madame Leota.
Absolutely.
I mean, and there it is. That's all I have to say. I mean,
you might as well end on that. That's all there is to say.
I mean, if you don't get why what I have to say beyond that, I can't help you. But she doesn't sound exactly like her, but she really captures that essence.
Yes.
And that has to be the hardest thing to do, other than looking like her and acting like her, is trying to live up to that iconic voice. I think that's
right. Yeah. There's a certain touch of elegance to that voice that you really have to have.
Well, Angelina does think she's British, so that helps.
That does help. Yes.
Oh yeah. Isn't she from like Philly or something? I don't know. I think she's from around my area, New Jersey or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Like that.
Hey man, I'll leave the Jolie Pitts alone. They're they're doing great things in the world, and they're entertaining us. So.
Yeah, exactly.
Good for them. All right, so people want to check you guys out. How do they do that?
www.freshbakedizzy. Do people still say www anymore? Freshbakedizzy.com. Or YouTube, Fresh Baked Disney.
Or Facebook, or
Instagram,
Twitter, or Instagram, or Pinterest,
yes.
Yeah, but don't forget the Twitter is a frush.
Yes, that's true. If you look for us on Twitter, eliminate the E in fresh, and you will find us.
Alrighty. It's been a pleasure. Thanks for being on. And next time there's any news on Maleficent, we'll bring you guys back on and we'll dissect it to death again.
Yeah, exactly.
Alrighty.
I know you.
Thanks again to David and Sarah from FreshBakedDisney.com for coming on the show another time and talking it up with me. It's good times were had, as you can tell. Be sure to check out their site, FreshBakedDisney.com. Also want to tell you about a brief appearance I made on another podcast. You could hear me very briefly. I'm not going to, you know, mislead you, but you can hear me live from the Wizarding World of Harry Potter. You can hear me talking in that world on the latest episode of the unofficial Universal Orlando podcast. I'm not sure when you're listening to this, but it is episode 77, and it is at the end of the episode. So thanks to them for letting me talk there and putting it on the show. So just wanted to everyone there to go check it out and just listen to the show if you haven't listened to it already, because it's very enjoyable. I want to remind you there's still time to enter the Fantasia VHS contest. I'm giving away one copy of Fantasia from my personal collection. Now, this Fantasia is on VHS, as I just said again, so I just want to make that clear. You can win this Fantasia VHS. All you got to do is email me, creepykingdom@gmail.com, and write, "I want the Fantasia VHS." You have until February 19th, 2014. Do it. Coming up on episode 9, the next episode of the Creepy Kingdom podcast, I will be joined by filmmaker Philip Swift, the director of the documentary The Bubble, a documentary about Celebration, Florida. And if you are unfamiliar with what or where or who, why, or when Celebration, Florida is, it is the residential town that Disney built on Walt Disney World property. There's some creepy things behind the scenes. And there's a documentary about it, and I got the director on to talk to you all about it. So that's coming up in episode 9. Please check out our website for everything Creepy Kingdom. You can check out our show notes, watch videos. We have creepy Disney fan art and cosplay pictures, links to all of our social media, which are very active on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest. It's all right there. YouTube, the whole shebang. All you got to remember is creepykingdom.com. Please let me know what you think of the show. You can leave your thoughts in the iTunes store by leaving a review. Now, I'm pretty sure that you think this show is amazing and you want to leave 5 stars, so I'm going to assume that's what you're going to do. So, you know, of course, if you do, I will be giving you a shout out, as I've done in the past, for thanking you for supporting the show. And last but not least, we are available on the Stitcher Smart Radio application, streams podcast directly to your phone. No downloading. Check them out at Stitcher.com. Well, that's about it. So until next time,
keep it creepy. have a girl now. It's midnight. Pleasant dreams.
Ha 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 ha